Well, now to Texas, where charter schools are becoming more and more popular. They were introduced in the state in 1996, but managers of those charter schools say funding has not kept up, especially to build and maintain their buildings. So they're getting creative. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Houston Public Media's Laura Eisensee reports.
Step inside the Yes Prep White Oak campus in North Houston, and everything looks pretty normal. There's a big logo of the school's mascot. It's an owl with big yellow eyes and white and green feathers. Students are lining up for class, but this place used to be very different. It used to be a shopping center with a grocery.
We are standing midway of the large box area, originally a Kroger store.
That's Keith Weaver. He's with Yes Prep, a charter network with 9,000 students. A big part of his job is transforming unusual spaces into schools. He's showing us what's here now, but explains what it used to be.
The customer service area and cash wraps, the checkout stands, and their pharmacy.
That's now the gym, where kids are playing basketball. There's a quieter hallway.
The hallway that we're actually standing in was a area of sidewalk with a canopy over the top of it in front of a retail store.
Now that retail area is for classrooms. Some students here know their school's history, like 7th grader Mario Guia.
It used to be a Kroger.
How did you know that?
I would come with my mom and dad to buy groceries.
This kind of creative remodeling is typical for Yes Prep. Again, Keith Weaver.
It's always different. We've transitioned a 5-story bank building, a church, a DHL truck warehouse. We're currently in the process of working on a furniture store.
To buy and renovate each site costs about $12 million. Robert McBurnett is vice president of finance for Yes Prep. He says the problem is that while charters are public schools, they don't receive money for buildings like traditional ones. And they don't have a tax base like a school district, so it's harder to raise money through debt. So McBurnett gets creative with the financing.
And no two projects are the same, and how we financed them, very few of them have been financed in the same fashion.
Fundraising pays for about half the cost. The rest often comes from debt like bonds. Yes Prep can sell government bonds to a private investor who gets a tax credit. The charter school gets a low interest rate of 1 or 2%.
So that's really cheap money, which really allowed us to push more of our money into the classroom and not into paying off debt.
Finding money for buildings is a challenge for charter schools across the country. Rena Abraham tracks their financing for a nonprofit in New York. It's called Local Initiative Support Corporation.
They have to be so creative that it's almost inefficient. And these are public dollars.
She says nationally, charters use 15 to 20% of their budget meant for the classroom to buy or rent space.
That 20%, it should be used for the classroom.
Here in Texas, the state's Charter Schools Association is pushing for more funding in the state legislature and in the courts. Its director, David Dunn, says $1,000 more per student would be fair.
Many, many charter schools don't have adequate science labs. They don't have adequate gyms. They're having to do PE on the parking lot. And we think that parents should expect those things from the state of Texas and all public schools.
So far, a state judge has declined to find their lack of facility money unconstitutional. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.